30. To Frau Stackenschneider, Petersburg, May the 3rd, 1860. Honoured and dear Frau St. I have now been back in Petersburg 3 months and have taken up my work again. The whole visit to Moscow seems like a dream to me now. Here I am again amid the damp, the dirt, the ice from Ladoga Lake. In the early part of the year, the ice from Lake Ladoga comes floating down the Neva. The tedium and so on. Yes, back again, and I feel as if I were in a fever. That's because of my novel, Injury and Insult. I want it to come off. I feel that there is poetry in it, and I know that on it depends my whole literary career. I shall have to work night and day for the next 3 months, but what a reward awaits me when I finish. Rest, a clear outlook on my surroundings, and the knowledge that I have done and attained what I wished. Perhaps I shall give myself, as a treat, a few months' travel. But first of all, I shall in any event come again to Moscow. Ambition is a good thing, but I think that one may take it as one's aim only in things which one has set oneself to achieve, has made the reason for one's existence. In anything else, it's nonsense. The only essential is to live with ease, and moreover, one must sympathize with one's fellow creatures, and strive to win their sympathy in return. And if, indeed, one had no other determined aim, this would by itself more than suffice. But I'm beginning to philosophize again. I have heard little or no news. Pisemsky is ill, suffering from rheumatism. I've been to see Apollon Maikov. He told me that Pisemsky rages, sulks, takes it very badly. That's no wonder. Such sufferings are great torment. By the by, didn't you know one Snitkin? He published some comic verses under the pseudonym of Amos Shishkin. Only think, he fell ill suddenly and died within 6 days. The Literary Relief Fund has undertaken to look after his family. It is very sad. But perhaps you didn't know anything of him. I had a talk with Krestovsky lately. I liked him very much. He wrote a poem the other day and read it aloud to us with much pride. We told him with one voice that the poem was atrocious. It is our custom always to speak the truth. And what do you think? He wasn't in the least offended. He is such a dear, noble youth. I like him better and better, and on some drinking bout or other, I mean to drink brotherhood with him. One often has such odd impressions. I always have this one, that Krestovsky must soon die. But whence it comes, I can't possibly say. We are thinking of starting a serious literary enterprise. We are all very busy about it. The reference is to the journal Vremya, The Times. Perhaps it will come off. All these plans are but the first step, but at any rate they indicate vitality. I know very well what the first step means, and I love it. It is better than any leap. I have a frightful character, but not always, only at times. That's my solace. Fyodor Dostoevsky.